For WKMS News, I'm Sydney Anderson. Not unlike the Philadelphia Eagles dominating the Super Bowl, a group of bald eagles are dominating land between the lakes. West Kentucky is home to more than 130 bald eagles during the winter months, more than anywhere else in the Commonwealth, according to local naturalists. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service stopped conducting annual surveys in 2007 because the population had grown substantially over the 20 years prior. Taylor Inman has more on the bald eagles' rebounding population and why they choose West Kentucky as one of their favorite winter homes.
And if you look at about 1 o'clock, we've got another mature bald eagle perching a tree.
It's warm inside the CQ Princess, a 96-foot yacht that is making a voyage up an icy Kentucky lake to show its passengers the area's bountiful bald eagle population. Eager Lake naturalists spend the entire ride showcasing land between the lake's newest wildlife interest to a boatload of media members. They spot over a dozen on the short ride up the lake. But this is a relatively new development. LBL hasn't always seen this many eagles. Kentucky Dam Village naturalist Aviva Yasker.
Fortunately, their comeback story is a very happy one.
Yasker says the pesticide DDT once poisoned several species of prey animals, which in turn affected the population of the predators that hunted them.
A lot of predators declined, not only eagles, but almost every bird of prey. And the eagles are the most famous ones, but tons of our different birds of prey have made a huge comeback.
The federal government deemed the deadly pesticide illegal in 1972, and the species began to rebound. Yasker says a reintroduction program brought in young eagles from other parts of the United States where their populations remained high. She says they flourished in Kentucky Lake because the habitat remained intact and ready for them to migrate to each winter.
You know, we still have beautiful Kentucky Lake and forests and shorelines, and you know, all the resources that eagles need to survive, you know, they've really flourished back in their habitat where they used to live.
All right, we've got another mature eagle at about 1 o'clock, way out on that last, that furthest point, past that orange marker that you see.
Now that the eagles have repopulated and settled back into the area, Yasker says the next hurdle will be letting the locals know about this hidden hotspot.
The lakes area is one of the best places to see bald eagles in the entire southeastern United States. And we're just not that famous for it. You know, a lot of people can live here their whole life and not realize that you come out to the lakes and see 20 eagles in a day.
Yasker says when winter turns to spring, these birds become harder to find. Some migrate back to the north, and the ones that stay are hard to spot in the green leaves. But America's national bird will return to its favorite winter vacationing spot when November rolls around again. I'm Taylor Inman in Murray.